you are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages.
We freed a lot of people, but it seems the good die young. Yeah, I just looked around and he was gone. Oh yeah.
Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
On the call, you are to form a ring around the Lorraine Hotel. You're to form a ring around the Lorraine Hotel. No one is to enter or leave.
Back here, we have information that the shot came from a brick building directly east across, west from the Lorraine.
Okay, Tac 10 has information. The shot was fired from a brick building directly across from the Lorraine on the east side. Directly across from the Lorraine on the east side from a brick building, 606.
Direct from our newsroom in Washington, in color, this is the CBS Evening News with Walter Cronkite.
Good evening. Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee. Police have issued an all-points bulletin for a well-dressed young white man seen running from the scene. Officers also reportedly chased and fired on a radio-equipped car containing two white men. Dr. King was standing on the balcony of a second-floor hotel room tonight when, according to a companion, a shot was fired from across the street. In the friend's words, the bullet exploded in his face. Police, who have been keeping a close watch over the Nobel Peace Prize winner because of Memphis' turbulent racial situation, were on the scene almost immediately. They rushed the 39-year-old Negro leader to a hospital where he died of a bullet wound in the neck.
I have some very sad news for all of you, and I think sad news for all of our fellow citizens and people who love peace all over the world. And that is that Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis, Tennessee. Martin Luther King dedicated his life to love and to justice between fellow human beings. He died in the cause of that effort.
But it seems the good die young, yeah. I just looked around and he was gone. Mm-hmm.
That's our little known black history fact. Brought to you by Walgreens. I'm sorry, brought to you by Walmart. Wait a minute. No, it's brought to you by Walgreens. Walgreens has your trusted favorites in cosmetics, skincare, and hair care, plus new premium exclusive beauty products. Stop by and find out what makes you feel beautiful.